Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, January 9th, 2015, as we are rolling into the new year, the ninth day of the new year, Freedom Friday, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going to be, again, giving you guys updates on the new year, what's going on around the country as well as around the globe in reference to building your business in the area where you do business. And guys, we want to give you some great tips on today. We got a great show, by the way, for today. I'm real excited for our special guest that we're going to have on the show today, Ms. Rebecca M. Shepherd, the author of the book, Joy Comes in the Morning. And we're going to be talking with her in reference to her book and the new film or movie, the docudrama that's coming out this October 2015. But we want to be talking about some great tools and tips to assist every small business, church, and nonprofit organization across the country to build and grow your network in the area where you do business. And guys, today's topic we're going to be talking about for this year, 2015, everybody brace yourself on this one. We're talking about crowdfunding for fundraisers and why it's really becoming a popular entity today to build and grow, no matter if you're a small business, if you're a local church, or if you have a nonprofit organization. Crowdfunding is where it's at today. Unless you've been living in a remote island for the last few years, you've heard about crowdfunding or stories of people raising thousands or even millions of dollars online. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, there's been so much chatter out there about crowdfunding that people love to throw out the line, yeah, I heard there has been something like that about crowdfunding websites. But really, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, while hundreds of sites may be popping up each and every week or each and every month, not all of them have the real community and funding that success that they that's under their belt in reference to building a network or building funding for people who are looking to have revenue generated off these sites. So here's the question that we beg to differ or ask this question right now is, when you look at crowdfunding industry, how do I go about connecting with them, and what do I need to do to get started with something that I want to raise funds for? It's all about collaboration today, ladies and gentlemen. The crowdfunding industry, collaboration on the web is an area of exponential growth if you know how to go about doing it. Crowdfunding, or collaborative funding is what it's called today, via the web, is one of the standouts for growth in the ever-evolving collaborative economy. Well, we always talk about revenue sharing. We talk about generating revenue for businesses to help them grow in co-oping with other companies to build and grow their network. Well, what I'm doing this year, 2015, at GTE Professional Network Radio, is basically to assist every small nonprofit organization across the country to basically collaborate and co-op together, where they all receive funding for their cause in our communities. This is something, ladies and gentlemen, that has not been done yet before, that I'm proposing and putting together for every small nonprofit organization collaborating, no matter what city, no matter what state you belong to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is internet radio, so there's no reach that I can't touch in reference to this. It's helping everyone get the funding they need to grow their network. Well, same principle will apply with small businesses. If we look at today, all the new businesses that's opening up, not just here in Houston, Texas, where I'm at, but across the country, there are more new businesses opening up each and every week that they also need funding to assist their growth. And basically, they need the revenue or capital to start off on the right level. Any small business, if you have $25,000, is really all you really need to really jumpstart some of the ventures that you have. Not all ventures, but I said some ventures can be done with just $25,000. But then there are other ventures that will need more revenue stream based on the size and the industry that you're participating in. So we want to look at these opportunities, though. When you look at the crowdfunding report industry, which is done by Mass Solutions, which they put out that data, crowdfunding industry has raised $2.7 billion in 2012 across more than 1 million individual campaigns globally. In 2013, the industry is projected to grow to $5.1 billion. Well, we're in 2015 now. So guess what? That number now has doubled to $10 billion, believe it or not, for this year, 2015. If you look at the perspectives as to how people are building and growing their network, guys, this is what we're talking about. So crowdfunding for nonprofit organizations, for authors, for small businesses, no matter what venture you're doing, you want to look into doing that for that. Movie, film producers and so forth, photographers, models, actors, singers, whatever you guys got going on, crowdfunding is where it's at. So that's just one of the things that we're going to be sharing throughout this month, January 2015, in reference to our growth month and growth series that we're going to be participating and sharing here each week on GTE Professional Network Radio. Well, let me get ready for our special guest that we're going to be having on our show today. I'm real excited to have met her, and reading her book has really helped me as a web designer, as a marketer, doing marketing campaigns for a lot of my clients and nonprofit organizations across the country. I want to basically tell you guys that this book right here is the real deal. Very inspirational, very helpful to women and men, not just women, but to men as well, in reference to how do we go through certain things, and you feel like you sometimes may be an island or you're all by yourself in it, but here's the thing, there is always hope, there's always a ram in a bush, there's always someone out there who have experienced somewhat similar things that you have gone through. But without further ado, I want to bring her on board so we can go into this, because this is something that I really wanted everybody across the nation that's listening to this show, GT Professional Radio, to listen in to how we can overcome obstacles by having that togetherness and coming together to support one another. That's what it's all about for this year, 2015, as far as our growth month and our growth year and what we're going to be doing. So let me bring on board. Rebecca, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? Welcome to GT Professional
Radio.
I'm great.
How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I'm real excited about all the things that's coming about with your book and what's coming on with the docudrama that's coming out under SCS Films that they're producing for you as well, to have it actually now on film, on screen. So that's going to be a powerful thing in reference to that. But let's go back and I want my radio listeners to hear a little bit about yourself, where you were located and all that, and how did you come about putting together such a great inspirational book to inspire people to do something and stand up?
Well, I'm from Akron, Ohio. When I had my first mammogram, I discovered that I had breast cancer. So it was a very traumatic experience for me. But I think of myself as a very strong person, and I was determined to survive. My mother also, within a six-month period, also had cancer, but she had colon cancer. So needless to say, it was very traumatic for my family for two family members to be experiencing cancer at the same time. My mother had colon cancer, actually, and I just want to make sure the audience realizes that colon cancer is the most easiest cancer to cure. All you need to do is get a colonoscopy. And if they find a polyp, which can develop into cancer, they can remove it and you're cured. Unfortunately, my mother was 72 before she had her first colonoscopy, and when she was diagnosed, she was in stage 4. Okay. I started writing this as therapy for myself, and then I had the idea that maybe I could bring my mom on board so we can share our story, and that's how
right.
it developed.
Wow. Well, I can tell you, Rebecca, since by reading this book, when I first had it given to me by Cedric Stokes from SCS Films, it really touched my heart to really do something for you in reference to getting the awareness up and getting it out. And from what you've put together here has really inspired me to be a little bit more mindful of all of the organizations and all of the things that we're doing in our communities and how we can support and help out where we can. Everybody thinks that you have to do a whole lot, but really you don't. If we get a whole lot of people to do just a little bit, we can all achieve the goals that's in mind, and that is, of course, to bring up the awareness and to have early detection, and that's what your theme is for writing this book in the first place. Is that right, Rebecca?
Oh, definitely. Early detection saves lives, and I quote that throughout the book. Early detection saves lives. The book is kind of like a contrast between me and my mom because I did somewhat have early detection, and unfortunately she didn't.
Wow. Okay.
So had she had early detection, she would still be here.
Okay. And I see that you've been writing, and I know this is really well written, by the way, Rebecca. I really commend you on that. And the site that I put together for you is up and running, ladies and gentlemen. Her website is up. If you want to see get the information, you can purchase the book directly from her website at www.rebeccamshepherd.com. And it's only $12.95, ladies and gentlemen. Really, when you look at this, I'd rather we start talking about on a topic like this on a regular basis. Unfortunately, I know it's kind of hard and painful for others to bring about or to share or to talk about it, but this is something that we need to address throughout our communities across the country so that way we can help others who also may have been going through some challenges themselves. But if everybody knows that there's somebody else out here that also has a support, that can support, and give out the right information to get things done the correct way. And I know you got Rebecca Doctors that helped you, that's involved in with you as well, and reaching it out and sharing it as well. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely. Yes,
yeah.
my mom doctor is very supportive.
Yeah, and that's what I would like to say. The first step, of course, just like with all the other causes that we have that everybody's reaching out to, I think this is one of the biggest things that we really need to address, and why I really jumped aboard in helping and supporting this with you was because I had it in my family, and it went through my family with the women in my family, so I know that this is something that we really need to bring out to the forefront to get people to understand, one, what it is, two, what do I need to do, and three, how can I participate with helping you bring out the awareness or bring up the cause even further. So what I want to do is share with others exactly what we need to do to grow, to build, to assist those that are in need. And that's my focus and goal for this year, 2015. Thus, that's why the movie is coming out. I'm so excited for you about this film, this docudrama that's being put together by SCS Films in reference to Joy Comes in the Morning. And this is a great title, by the way, too, Rebecca, for the book. So can you elaborate, how did you come up with the title?
At the end of the story, you'll understand what the joy was. I got it from the Bible where it says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And trust me, I had a lot of weeping throughout this journey. A lot of tears. But weeping may endure for the night, but joy did come in the morning. When you read the end of the book, you'll understand exactly where the title came from.
Okay.
And what it meant.
Well, that's impactful. And I mean, I know that it's a lot for you, and I know you've been on the forefront in reaching out to a lot of other people in Akron, Ohio as well. With you on this campaign that you've been promoting. So what is it that you want this year for everybody to know about to really kind of bring up the awareness that we need to be doing each and every day?
Well, first of all, I want newly diagnosed patients to understand that a cancer diagnosis does not necessarily mean death. It's just something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. I've always been very open and honest about my diagnosis because mm-hmm. I want people to know that if Rebecca Shepherd can get cancer, you know, anyone else can get cancer. And it's nothing to be ashamed about or embarrassed. I did nothing wrong.
Right.
I didn't even have breast cancer history in my family. You know, I got it, I dealt with it, I battled it, and I survived.
Wow. That's powerful.
I understand everybody doesn't survive. You know, my mom, she was very, very strong. We were very supportive of each other. She did not survive, but she was a true warrior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I see that you wrote that in your book about that, and that she was actually the backbone for you and the family in reference to you guys dealing with this. And I love that on chapter 11, you talked about New Warriors and a Survivor's Link, Becky's story. And you did quote that, weeping may do it for the night, but joy comes in the morning, Psalms 3:30-5. And this, I thought, was one of the most impactful pieces right here when you said about the New Warriors and Survivors Links. And that's a beautiful thing. And I see that by us all coming together and connecting and talking about it helps us and help others to be open as well as you have been open.
Right. And one thing that really helped me, Ed, was talking to survivors. The first year that I was diagnosed, I went to a breast cancer walk. And it was just amazing, the turnout of all the people. And there's a picture in my book of all the people that came down for the walk. But to meet other survivors
wow.
who had 5 and 10 and 20 and 25 years survival, I mean, that's what got me through.
Wow, 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 wow. And I see that image of the picture of the people in here, and I saw that. And you guys had a contest coming up. Y'all did a lot of different things to bring it out and to share with others that, yeah, even though I've gone through this, these are the people that also have survived and are their living lives, their daily lives on a regular basis as well, and you can too. So that's what really touched my heart in reference to that. And this is really a great, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, great book, great read. I really commend you, Rebecca, for stepping up and stepping out in reference to getting it out there. And this book, when you first wrote it, I mean, when did this book originally come out? When did you have it published?
Well, I started the book in 2004. It was after my mother and my diagnosis. It took us a couple of years to write it. My mother wrote 8 chapters, and I wrote 14, so we kind of pulled together. I didn't actually get it published after her death in 2005.
2005, okay, yeah.
She was very much aware, and I promised her I would get it out. So.
Wow, wow, wow. And that's commitment. And, and I also noted that you wrote in here what your mom has talked about chapter 16 in reference to 22 life lessons. And that, to me, has hit home on the lessons of life that we all need to follow and understand as well. So, again, this gives me great pleasure to really be able to share this on the show in reference to your book and the docudrama. And how did that come about with the movie that Cedric and came at you? Or how did you guys collaborate to do something like this on this scale?
Well, actually, Cedric got the book from a friend of mine in Houston who read it, and he shared it with Cedric. And my friend called me back and said, oh, there's a film producer in Houston who just loves the book, and he wants to make a movie out of it. And he was just, you know, ecstatic about after reading my book. So I'm like, well,
wow.
Okay, let's do it.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, and I am so excited
one
about
reading.
This. Mm-hmm.
And that was from one reading. Yeah, one reading, and he was just gung-ho, and he diligently worked on it and worked on it, and you know, a few years later, here we are.
Wow. Wow. See, that's what I'm saying. And that, when I got a chance to meet Cedric, I didn't know much about him at the time when I first met him, but when I got a chance to meet him here in Houston, and we got a chance to collaborate on some things and talked about some things, he brought to me about this project he was doing, and I said, oh, wow, this is great. And me as a designer, and I deal with a lot of different groups of people in my radio show, and having a lot of businesses to come together on that, that really kind of helped me to understand the purpose of why he wanted to put this together. And then I thought about it. I said, you know what, we can do bigger than this, and we can really split it out and get it out there, because we not, as he was doing it, he's not noticing how many other survivors are out here, Rebecca, that also have commented about their journey as well. And this was something that I started thinking, like, wow, this could be something really huge here, because this is nationwide, not just in Akron, not just here in Houston. But I'm talking about nationwide. We're talking about this reach.
Yeah, and as I told in the book, I said, I'm not a famous author. I'm not a Hollywood celebrity. I'm not a doctor or psychologist. You know, we were just two ordinary mother and daughter who just happened to have cancer at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wow. But that tells about the triumph that you guys have gone through to go over this, and you wasn't alone, and it was each other that you guys held and continued to do what's necessary, and then to share it amongst with everybody in the book that you put together has really said a lot right there, that, hey, it's not over.
You know, and I didn't want my mother's death to be in vain. I wanted to be a purpose. And I wanted the world to know her and to know her strength. So she couldn't survive. You know, she was not able to survive, but hopefully, you know, through the reading of my book, she's going to save so many lives in the future.
Wow. Yeah. And, well, it's such mine. I can tell you that. And I shared this with, of course, Dr. Williams down in North Las Vegas, Nevada. She has your book now, and she was just ecstatic about getting it, and talking with the people that she has in her organization for Lupus of Nevada in North Las Vegas has really shared with me about the cancer survivors there that she knows personally. And when I shared your story with her, she definitely said, oh, I need to meet with her. I need to talk to her. So I said, well, that'd be great. But that's what I wanted to do, is to bring about some change where we can all collaborate and come together in our communities, no matter where you are in the world or in the country, we can all come together and help each other out in reference to this awareness and bringing it up. So with that being said, the movie is subject to be released in October 2015. We have a casting call on January 31st here in Houston in reference to Joy Comes in the Morning. Again, it's a Mother and Daughter's Cancer Journey by Rebecca M. Shepherd and Jesse M. Lockett. Great book, by the way, Rebecca, and great way of expressing this. And I really am excited for you in reference to the other women and men also that have gone through this ordeal and came out, and even those that did not come out yet. There's a of course, a light at the end of that tunnel for everybody to understand. I can also still participate, so it don't be in vain that they just didn't continue or live their lives the way it should have been. And so I really want to be thankful for everybody tuning in to this show to hear about Rebecca's story, her book. Again, guys, if you want to, you can go online. Her site is up to purchase the book at www.rebeccamshepherd.com. Again, Rebecca, I mean, is there anything else that you want to share that might be that's meaningful to help people understand exactly what they can do in their own communities or in their own town to help out and support?
Just to be open and honest about having cancer. Again, I can't stress enough, the early detection saves lives. If you guys know, share it. Family history is so important. A lot of families don't even know about their parents or their grandparents or how they died. and going to the doctor, you know, for a regular exam. Again, like I said over and over again, early detection saves lives.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you shared that throughout the book, and I really commend you on that and understanding that. And like I said, your book has gotten great reviews, not just with the people who have read it, but as far as Barnes & Noble and, of course, Amazon.com has praised your book. And that's a great story and great reference to what you're saying. And it's very well written, too. And also by your own doctor, Mr. Joseph M. Coney, has shared also his recommendation for this book. And I'm really glad that you have really connected with sharing this book with everybody in the world, with what they can do as well. So it's a great inspirational book, ladies and gentlemen. I really recommend you guys getting this book, reading this book, and then also supporting the film, too, because we're going to be sharing it. We also co-opted with the American Cancer Society in reference to the film and helping everybody to bring up the awareness. And, of course, the donations and part of the proceeds will go directly to the American Cancer Society as well. So this is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody to participate and to be a part of something great. If you do the donation online, you can do it on Rebecca's site as well. Your information will be also noted and posted in the credits of the film once it's done and completed. We're doing that to help it. We've also, Rebecca, we're bringing out some, we're getting together the wristbands too now for Joy Comes in the Morning movie. So we can have that to share with everybody. And they can also get that from your website too, Rebecca. We're going to put that on there as well. So it's a lot of great information, a lot of great opportunities here that we can really assist and help others as we help ourselves. Anything else you want to say, Rebecca?
Thank you, Ed, so much for all your help. I so much appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime I can do what I can do, it's all right with me. I'm just really excited for you, though. And I know that you have done a lot in your walk and continuing being an advocate for this awareness and bringing up the early detection, getting early detection with the young women, men as well, and letting everybody know exactly your story. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You all have a story to tell. You all have something to share. Why don't we just go out there and do just that and share with everybody what that is? And, guys, if you want to, again, you can tune in again every week, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, for another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson. And, guys, we're going to be shutting it down. We'll be closing it out. But I want you guys to remember this, that in order for us to grow, we all have to come together, and you can't be an island by yourself. I learned that a long time ago. You can't be an island by yourself. So, with that being said, Rebecca, I want to thank you for being our special guest for today's show. And, again, check her out, ladies and gentlemen. Go to her website. Again, it's www.RebeccaMShepherd.com. Her book is there. Everybody can donate also online for the film. It's only a dollar donation campaign that we're running to help support that, to help Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. And again, if you want to learn a little bit more or get us some more information, you can definitely check her out on the website, submit a request directly to the author, Rebecca M. Shepherd, and guess what? She will definitely reply back to you. And I'm really glad that, Rebecca, that we had this opportunity to share this together. And, again, tune in next week. We'll have another special guest on our show. I'm going to have SES Films on the show next week so we can go into the movie. And as well, we have the casting call, again, January 31st, 2015. So with that being said, Rebecca, thank you. Thank everybody for tuning in to GTE Professional Network Radio. And it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother Les Brown. And we will see you all next week. Keep focused and keep building the dream. Mm-hmm.